All right, is this thing on? Is this thing on? Check 1, 2. Look, we're back with another week of Tabitha's BS. And by another week, I mean this is the same week and we're doing a second episode because that's how this show is going to work. As frequently as possible is what it's going to be from here on out, everyone. Yeah, that is pretty much, as if you're watching the video, you might notice that I have a ring on my index finger. This is big. This is big. This is something I actually thought, you know, I should talk about this on the podcast because this ring on my finger, on my index finger, is a sample ring for the brand Aura. Aura ring, I was thinking about ordering an Aura ring because I was trying to, you know, if you follow me on TikTok, if you follow me on Instagram, you know I am all about going for long runs. You know that about me by now. You know I love running, you know. And I was sort of like interested in finding a heart rate tracker that could also measure sort of my calorie intake and export, my exporting of caloric value, or however that's called. I was looking for something to just track my heart, how I'm sleeping, what's affecting me, whatever, all of that. So I was looking for like the best option. The thing that I found that interested me the most was the Aura ring because I look at my wrist. Like, if you're listening, for me personally, I just don't find that I have a wrist that is like an Apple Watch wrist. Like, I just don't see myself wearing an Apple Watch. I don't know. To me, someone who wears an Apple Watch is just, you know, they're, hey, look at that, I got a message. And they want to be connected like that. They want to have that interface constantly available to them. Am I a person like that? No. No, I don't want to know all that. I don't want to know what time it is. I don't want to know what time. Do I want to know how many steps I took today? No. I want to be surprised about how many steps I took at the end of the day. Hey, did I make 10,000? Nope. 4,200. Not even close. So I didn't really think that the Apple Watch was right for me. And it's a lot of, you know, connecting to your phone, connecting to your watch, look, oh, you got a call, hello, and suddenly you're talking to your wrist, and I just didn't feel like that was me. I've never been a watch person. I wish I was, I really do, because I think I have a lot of respect for watch people, you know. Watch people know what time it is, first and foremost. A watch person can tell time. That's what they can definitely do. Even on a digital display, you know what that means? Their eyesight is good enough to see what time it is. And I think that's impressive. I wish I was that type of person. I'm not. I'm learning that now. I'm not. So I thought, hey, maybe the Whoop. Maybe like a Fitbit type thing. Again, full bracelet. Just a whole bracelet that you need to wear on your entire wrist. I don't have I'm not willing to give up that real estate, that wrist real estate. I don't find that I would be willing to give that up. You know what I mean? I just didn't think it was for me. So I kept searching. And I know some people who have an Aura ring and they love it. So I was like, you know, maybe that's for me. But then, so I ordered the sizing kit because everything says online, like, do the sizing kit, like, wear it for as many days as you possibly can, because this ring, everyone was like, this ring is so, so hideously uncomfortable if you don't get the sizing kit. It is the worst, thing that could have ever happened to my finger, this ring. And I didn't get the sizing kit before. So I was like, okay, wow. Let me try this sizing kit. So I bought the sizing kit. It was $10. And if you buy the ring, that $10 is credited towards the ring. And so I've been wearing this. And now I'm questioning if I even want this data after all. You know what I mean? Like, do I even need all this data after all? I don't even know anymore. I don't even know, because my phone tracks my steps. A calorie thing is not that hard to calculate. You just go online and you're just like, hey, I'm this tall and I'm this age. And they're like, okay, well, this is like your calories. And you're like, okay, nice. And it's like free. And then you just exit out of the page. And then if you say, oh my God, I forgot, you just type into Google like calorie calculator and bam. And you can find any type, you know, if you want to maintain your weight, if you want to lose weight, if you want to gain weight, like how many calories you need to be intaking. So this was a good investment, this $10 to buy the ring, I think. I think that was a good investment, because now I'm sort of even questioning all of it. What am I trying to get out of a fitness tracker? I don't know. I thought it would answer a lot of questions for me. But the more that I research into the Oura Ring, it's just sort of like, you know, did you sleep well last night? Which is very useful information, but I sort of can intuitively like know that about myself. Sort of like, oh, I don't drink. I don't like eat very late at night. So I know that that does affect me negatively. If I did partake in those things, it would affect my sleep negatively. So the Oura Ring is advertised as more of a lifestyle tracker, less of a fitness tracker. Then I was like, okay, maybe I just get something for just running only. So I was looking it up, and again, the wrist. They want to take up your entire wrist. Garmin just wants to put a skyscraper on your forearm and say, this is ours now. This is Garmin's forearm, and there's nothing you can do about it. And hey, Garmin, that's a lot. Like, that's a lot. And, you know, the reviews, that's the bothersome part. The reviews are incredible. Everyone loves this Garmin watch. It's so gigantic. I was like, this will hurt my arm to run with. This will hurt my arm. I don't know. So I've been struggling. I've gone back and forth on that. I just wonder, is it a Fitbit, you know? Is it a Whoop? Is it just a freaking Apple Watch after all, you know? Is it nothing? Do we live in the dark? Do we live in the dark about this thing? And is, you know, is ignorance bliss? Is ignorance absolute bliss when it comes to how many steps I've been taking or what my caloric output is? I'm not even saying it right. This is, again, the thing with the miseducation. I'm not even explaining what I want to get out of this fitness tracker correctly. I want to know, how well is it going? How well is it going? That's not real. So maybe it's not a fitness tracker after all. Maybe it's just looking at my phone better at the end of the day. And maybe it's not. Maybe it is Garmin. Whoop is interesting to me because it doesn't have a whole screen on the front of it. It's just sort of like a bracelet, which could look like a giant rubber band around your wrist. I'm not really a jewelry person like that. I've actually been also considering getting into jewelry since I have been researching these fitness trackers, because I'm like, if I'm gonna be a watch person, like if I'm gonna wear a giant watch on my wrist at all times from now on, because that's what you gotta do that. Like, you have to be consistent if you're gonna freaking get a fitness tracker. Track your fitness. You have to be consistent. It's like, okay, we should wear it every day, all as many hours as possible throughout the day. Like, they want you to wear the Oura Ring 24 hours a day. You can wear it in the shower. They're like, do not take this thing off. Like, do not take this thing off. They don't want you to take it off. Okay, fine, fair. So if I'm going to wear a ginormous watch around my wrist from now on, because let's be honest, that's where you wear a watch, I have to have some other jewelry to back it up, right? Don't you think that's fair? Like a necklace or some earrings or another ring or another bracelet. I used to be a major jewelry person. Then I just stopped one day and I was like, enough of this. You know, I don't want to be putting things on and off all day. Like, but earring on, earring off, earring on, earring off. And then at a certain point, I just, you know, got more comfortable not wearing any jewelry. So I was like, okay, well, I guess I'm just not a jewelry girl like that after all. But now the fitness tracker, okay. So what did I do? Obviously, I ordered a necklace from Amazon because I was like, you know, these little beads are so cute. And I've been loving these, like the look of these little beads. So I thought, okay, I'll just order a necklace so that I can think with now I'm a jewelry gal. What's a thing on my wrist? Like, it's nothing. It's just another piece of jewelry, of course. So I ordered a necklace on Amazon and it was supposed to get here today. It's late. It's now not arriving until Sunday. Guys, this is a sign. I think it's like a sign coming together that this whole fitness tracker is not supposed to happen. Because if it was supposed to happen, like I had a vision and it was like, okay, bracelet, then I can wear a fitness tracker. Like that, I don't know why, but that sort of came together in my head of like bracelet, necklace, earrings, fitness tracker, anklet, you know, all that. Like it just works. It just works together. And then, so I order this necklace, a little colorful bead sort of dealio. And now it's delayed from Amazon. Like, when does Amazon delay shipping? I don't experience Amazon delaying shipping like that. So I'm like, okay, this must be a sign. Like, this must be a sign. So now I'm just sort of in my head about this fitness tracker deal. Like, do you get it? Do you not get it? Do you need one? Like, why do I need one? I really thought I was certain about this. I'd never been more certain about anything in my life other than going more blonde. It's such a curse. This is how I feel with the jewelry too, because, you know, you get highlights once and then 6 months later, you're dying your entire head of hair and you hate when your roots come through. Like, that's how going blonde works. And now it's a trend going around to be brunette. So, I don't know. I don't know if the Fitbit is where it's at. I don't know. But I am really interested in getting more data about what is going on with my runs. And then I go on the Aura Rings Instagram. And so they're like, oh, this is the heart rate of the average Aura Ring user during the Super Bowl. And they're putting up all this data about people's heart rates of when their heart rate spiked throughout the Super Bowl. And people were pissed. They were like, I didn't realize this is what my data was being used for. I didn't realize that, you know, my data was going to be blasted all over the internet, like for Instagram to see. I didn't realize, like, my heart rate data. Okay, what's... I understand slippery slope, blah, blah, blah. But what is your heart? Like, what is... we're not saying... Like, there's no... No one was like, John from Nebraska. Like, it was like, this is the average Aura Ring user. And it was just like, the heart rate goes up during overtime. Like, didn't we all already know that, though? That's what I'm saying. Like, wasn't that already obvious? But if you've really had an incredible experience with the Aura Ring, like, I would really love to hear it, because I do believe that it's much better to have, like, all of the information about yourself and what's going on with your body. I do believe that. And I stay strong with that belief. Like, I will not change my mind about that. I think that it's better, even though literally 10 minutes ago, I was just like, maybe ignorance is bliss. Like, no, it's not. You know, it is much better to have all the information about what's going on. So I would like that. That's why I was looking into the Oura Ring in the first place. So really, if you have had a good experience, please tell me about it, because I'm just looking to be talked into it, I think. I think that's what it is. I think that maybe the commercials that I've seen for them, the Instagram videos, like, it's not selling me yet. I think we need maybe more user-generated content for Oura. I think we need more, like, this is what it's used for. These are our testimonials. This is why people love us, like, that sort of stuff, so that I can be like, oh my gosh, like, I'm just like that person, and I have this problem, and that's now me. That, and look at that, smiling in a field, ha ha. Like, when people in a commercial, like, do that turn in a field, like, that's how I want to feel. And is the Oura Ring gonna make me do that? Like, maybe it is. I don't know. But it's a lot of money to find out if it is. It's like $300. And then you have to pay $6 a month on a subscription, which don't, okay, that's a secondary thing. It's like, all right, I'll buy the ring. Now, in order to get the data, I need to pay $6 a month to subscribe to the app. Genius. I wish I came up with this thing. Genius. It is genius, actually. Like, because you're not going to get it and not want to see all of your data. Like, that's the point of having the ring. You want to see all your data. So, yeah, I'm paying $6 a month to get that. Like, of course I'm going to pay $6 a month. Are you crazy? Of course I'm paying $6 a month. Why else would I get the ring in the first place if I didn't want to see everything about myself? Like, yes. Then I found out that they make knockoffs on Amazon. You can go on and just get, like, a fake Oura ring. And those ones are, like, no monthly fee for our app. Okay. Okay, but, like, what's going on with the ring itself? Like, why is the ring $15 and your app is free? Like, does that... That's freaky to me in a different way. That's freaky to me in a different way. And equally, I don't want to get that ring. Wow. So that's where I'm at with the fitness tracker. That's what's been going on with me mostly recently. Other things happening. Of course, there's a big old pile of laundry on my bed right now. Clean laundry. Didn't fold it. Of course. Just as I'm sure there is with you. You know, I've really always wanted to make a video for TikTok where you say, clean up with me, and then you film something dirty, and then you snap your fingers in front of the camera, and then after you're done snapping is a quick transition to it, the space being clean. But I've never shot content like that, so I don't think I will ever get to make that type of video. I just don't think it's in the cards for me to make a cleaning video. I don't think so. Even though I do clean, like, every day. I do the dishes. I'm constantly doing the dishes, man. Constantly. Doesn't it feel like, okay, that's enough at a certain point? But no. It just keeps going. Dishes never stop. Well, something else that never stops. You always need to buy paper towels. You always need to buy toilet paper. You're always like, oh my god, I'm running out. Like, why are we always on the last square of toilet paper, 24/7, I'm rushing to the store to get another toilet paper. Like, why is that? Why is that? It doesn't make any sense. Why do I never have a clean fork, but I just did the dishes yesterday? Answer me that. This doesn't make any sense. Other life updates, I'm wearing a Metallica shirt. I'm wearing a Metallica shirt, and no, I can't name all of their songs. No, I probably couldn't even name one song. I could be like, oh, that's Metallica if I heard a song, but no, I can't. And I'm done feeling ashamed of that. I'm sick and tired of feeling like I can't just admit that I don't know any of this band's songs because I like this t-shirt. And freaking so what? And the other sad part on video is that you would have never known that this said Metallica on it, and I could have just gone this whole podcast episode without even mentioning it. And instead now I'm trying to start beef with my Metallica heads out there. But, you know, hey, be true to your own t-shirt. Be true to yourself, be true to your own t-shirt. If you don't know a band, just wear the shirt. If you like it, just wear the shirt. Why is it so controversial? Why? I just don't care. Like, you know what I mean? I just don't care. I've started to say you know what I mean quite frequently, and I've noticed it speaking to other people. I've been like, oh, stop saying that so much. But it just feels right to say sometimes at the end of a sentence or just in the middle. You know, it's like the perfect thing to just relate to someone between you and I. Because it is true, right? You're like, do you know what I mean? And you can say some outlandish things like I love wearing this t-shirt even though I don't know any of these songs. You know what I mean? And someone will be like, yeah, I know what you mean. Even though really, do they know what you mean? Like, inconclusive. Probably they don't. But you know what? Screw it. Absolutely screw it. The shirt's from Target. And I saw it. And I was like, oh, I love this shirt, but I wish it was in my size because this is like a triple extra large. So it's like a dress on me. And I wished it was in my size, and I just held it and I walked around the store holding a t-shirt. And at a certain point I was like, you know what? I just have to get it. And that's that. And we got it. And I was so happy afterwards. It's just such a pretty blue. And it has these like green skulls on it with like goo coming out. And I just think it's so pretty. Like, it's just such a beautiful like work of art. And I never expected to see such a beautiful print at Target. So it really threw me for a loop there. Like, when I saw it, I just saw the sleeve in Target and I was like, that is gorgeous. But sometimes you can find true gems in Target. Like, sometimes you can just really find something that just speaks to you. And you don't know why it's necessarily... Okay, can that guy with the card, like, chill for 2 seconds? Like, doesn't he know we're live in here? Like, literally recording? What is that? Why do people need their cars to be so loud? Yeah, I don't know. No answer there. I do like it, though. It does sound exciting. What was that, a Hemi? Imagine I knew what cars were. I don't. Imagine I knew literally anything about cars. I don't. Yeah, so that's the story with my shirt. I'm just, like, done with people just being like, you have to know these songs from this band. You don't need to do anything. If you like the shirt, just get it. And who even cares if it's in the wrong size for you? Like, the shirt just did something to my soul, and I was like, wow, like, I've never seen a cooler looking shirt than this, so I just had to buy it. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. And now it's the shirt that I just wear like anytime I'm not feeling incredible. And I feel so adorable, and that automatically makes me feel better. So I think it's not about what's on the shirt. I think it's how it makes you feel. And if you don't know any Metallica songs, but you like a Metallica t-shirt, screw it. Wear it. Like, who cares? Who literally cares? Yeah. I started the podcast a bit later today than I did last week, and I didn't realize that the lighting would change this much. So now I look pretty... It looks pretty interrogation style, like, which is, you know, it is a choice. It looks pretty interrogation style because I'm against like a dark background and the light is just really bright in my face. So it looks like maybe I'm confessing to something, like, which is a vibe, you know. I did just make a confession about the Metallica t-shirt, so maybe I am confessing. Maybe this is it for me. Yeah. Well, that's all I really had for today. Thank you so much for listening. This has been fun to explore. And yeah, until next time.